Kutas Vav. So, the first bracha of Bakashas is Das Shemois Adam and Abehimu Bin Vaseh Kukav Bracha Tachinin. The difference between a person and a animal is the Das, the Kriya Tachinin is the first bracha. Mishmur brings down that Oytam Asidar Brachas Kasev said Yom Atachinin Rishon Hashel is Chachma Das Badam. It's personally asking for Chachma and Das. The Lavaki, without it, is Tovim Enu Nefa. Nefa is better. So Chin Tzachav and Karoy persons have the proper Kavana. She's an Iker Asher Sachal Nishma Yekas Abayit is Iker Bakasha persons Akash Baruch Hu Shitin Li Seichu Das Yashu Lamuiz Barav Duch Vatoy. Person, the main thing persons asking for Yishlam is that he should hate the Ra and be Bichir the Toiv. And the Gemara Vadizar Daf Ches brings down that somebody is forgets his learning, so he should be like Marek and Marek and Ato Chinen. That Peshaz,
if you have where?
Ches, I'm an Alpha Vadizar, actually this is it. So he's Shekech Lamude, he should be Marek and the Bracha of Ato Chinen. Another Peshaz, but then the Beis Yisav, it says, the Gemara and Bracha of Lamugus says, somebody who doesn't have Das, also the Rachim, we have Rachmanis on him. So therefore, if we ask our Prakoshish on the Bunish Shalom, we first ask that we should have Das, otherwise about some raising for Rachmanis, so we have to ask and Kesh Baruch Hu first for Das. Hashemina comes after Das, because once we have Das, then we could understand the Chet we did. Fine. Comes after the Gula, because Kol Shemash Adam B'Tzayinim in Me'achoye, when a person is Tzar, person is not Oymed Mechaye. There's a whole shot of Reuven Yevenia, what's going on? So that a lot of Rishonim would say that Reuven Yevenia is not really going Mashi and Megillah's Mashi like that. That's why we have a lot of brachas about the Gula. We have Shalim, Etzim, Chodav, we have a whole Seder of brachas, like four or five brachas at the end of the Berachish Menasa going on the Seder Gula. So what's Pshan Reuven Yevenia? It's Mashi is real via, it's more Bikaron, it's going on Tzoros HaPrat, it's a personal Tzoros. That's like Chelik of the Bracha, and later on is going more on the Gula Shlema. Fine. Now, Vinegar Brachas Rafa'enu, so Rafa'enu is Dami for Rafua. So, sometimes people add on the Nusach of for Yiratzin in order for somebody who is a Chela. Yiratzin is a good thing to do. So, you know, it's more than Avodah Zarah as a person should have Bakashas. Me'in kol bracha bracha, and it's a good zach. We'll see in Kesivin and upcoming Sona, it's a good thing to do. But there is a discussion. Are you allowed to have the same bakash every single day? If it comes like a nusach kavur or not. So that's a mishpura hold. It's okay to do that, but there's a taz and Rishon Zalman was gracious for it that you shouldn't make it. Every once in a while, you should take a hafsaka. It shouldn't become mamash like a nusach kavur. It looks like you're being like Moisef al tefis shel tefila, and therefore, once in a while, you shouldn't do it. Exactly the way there. Bam, bam, bam. No, it's a couple of months. I don't know. But
where's this relevant? The Rafa'enu.
What I say?
Well, where's this relevant? This halacha. We got Rafa'enu adding in.
It's anywhere. It's anywhere. They shouldn't make anything all the time. Rafa'enu. A lot of times people say the Yiratzin for Shleiman.
It's a different chaylon. Whereas you switch off chaylon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you always. I don't think so. It's like. I don't think so. And we get to know whether it's down for a full shalom is also, we discussed in the past, they let it down for a chayla to die. Are we only trying for a person to live? So the Ran and Dharma Dav Mem says that somebody's not about chayla, he's not about chayla, he's not about chayla, they should live or he should die. So with there, there's mashmais. When Brown says, "What mazah shiyamus?" He says, "Sometimes it's good for somebody to daven, for a person to die." Like Amish the base Rabbi, when Rabbi's bitzar, he says, "Malkim to daven for a person to, malkim daven for a person to that you should want that the person should die." Mitzat acha, the person don't bring down the ran. Arushon does bring it down. Most places don't bring it down. Some Ramayishin Shuvah don't like it so much. Some say nusach that Lamai said this chalav mechal Shabbos for him. So mechal Shabbos for him. So then. Well, Dami should die from Chal Shabbos, like how those two things go together, which, you know, interesting question, and you could say two separate things. You could say that you know, we do our thing, and Bakapanim, the, you know, the whole big quote what to do. Shmuel Rozovsky, when he was a chayla, he was very, very sick, had a, he had a tremendous lung cancer, tremendous yisurim. So his nusach davening was that he davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu should remove him from the yisurim. Now, there are two ways of doing that, right? It could be either through taking him to the yisurim or taking him from the yisurim, right? The two ways, through dying or through living. You know, that was, you know, that's a very nice pshar to kenusa. Like, damn, the yisurim should go away. Now, if the only way the yisurim go away is through that, then that. If there's,
there's no chayla that we're talking about Machal Shabbos for?
Basically, we're Chal Shabbos or Chayesha. I'm saying, well, yeah, we're always, yeah, now we don't have chayla, says Shem Aim. Now, if you don't know the Shem Aim, so being up from the Chazanish, he said he could say Shem Aviv, or if you don't know Shem Aviv, you could just say his name. And the point is really just to, you know, say who he is. Tefillah is supposed to be as most mefurish as possible, but like, if you don't know the, you know, if you don't know the name, the exact name, so you just say, you know, sometimes we have a lot of names. If you got the names, you could just say who he is. Even down over here from Diane Fisher, that the guy says a nickname. He says a nickname. The point is, even English, whatever it is, the point is to get, you're trying to daven for the person, and even if and what's called again, and if you don't know the exact whatever, so then you know, some people are good at names, some people aren't good at names, you know, so
the Chazanish says that doesn't even have to be his father's name, it could be his family.
Yeah,
I'm saying no. It's Nigel. Let's say Shidduchim. You have an older friend. You don't know necessarily every friend's mother's name.
Right.
You could just say that.
You could say the name. Yeah. I'm saying. I mean, like, you don't have to mention his name. Why? Because the Shechina is by the Chela. Therefore, you don't have to mention his name. It says that when you mention the name of the Chela, it's up, makes a stickle serious a din. But we said, it's worth it because you're dying for him. So it's, you know, it's like a trade-off. But I'm just going to be in front of the Chela himself. So you don't have to mention his name. It's Milo. The Shekhinah is there, and it's Taka Milo. Not mentioning the Chela's name in that situation. Which can do it, says a Bikachem. The Ramban says a Bikachem. One of the Kachilcha Bikachem is davening for the person that you should get a Fush Lema. The Ramban says, if you do Bikachem, you don't daven for the person that it gets better, you're not Yitzhak the Mitzvah, right? The Ramban of Tarasatim brought down the Ramah in, Shalom the other thing was, in Yerodea, says, you're not Yitzhak the Mitzvah. Shalom the Mitzvah, and then Mitzvah, right? But it says, you know, you're not Yitzhak. There's a Vikuach between Ramosha and Sisaliaz, can we daven or what? Can you Yitzhak Bikachem on the telephone? So I think I don't know who says which. One of them said you can't be Yitzhak. Why? Because you know, if you don't come, you're not going to end up davening in front of the Chela. There's a male davening in front of the Chela. You don't have to mention his name, and it's the Tefillah in front of the Chela. Because it's a stronger Tefillah. It's right there. The other one said, like, whatever, you daven for the Chela. No, it's mine. I'm saying, who's, you know, different Chalakim to be Chela, right? It's one Chela that you take care of Tzrachim. The other part is the three parts of the Chela, right? Take care of Tzrachim. There's the fact that they daven for him, and there's also the aspect that it neito lechem mishishim ben gilai. There's also an aspect of it, and there's also the ben lechavei shavai. So the vikuach really is in all these things. How much of share is there? It's fine. You go. It's better down in front of him. Okay, I daven shalav in front of him. It's better if you go visit him. Fine, but it's also the ben lechavei if whatever. In terms of take care of tzrachim, nowadays they have hospitals, they have family. It's a lot of davke have to do it because one of the part of the vikuach was being that's meilo. The daven in front of the person, so it could be that would not be the that you would not have the maila of doing it like that. Fine, let's move on to the Saint Alamater. So Birchasham we say Mitzvah Saint Alamater, Maskin Lishol Mater Bchutzarts Betfilas Arvish Shel 6 days after Tekufa and Eretz Yisrael you say Zayin Chesmen. So the big shayla is like this. In other words, you start. Why do we start first? Why do we start first? Something we will never hear told you Israeli. Why do Israeli start from Zayin Cheshvan? So the Ran says the reason why is because the Gemara brings down because it's not good to have rain till Zayin Cheshvan, even though it's rainy season. But we don't want the Hachidrochim to get people coming back from the Ilay Regal to get rained out, and it won't be good for them. So therefore, that's the reason why we start from Zayin Cheshvan. Zok the Ran, I bizman is there. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe we should start it right away. Zok the Ran, still there's a minute to go. La Ilay Regal, Kiddua, right? that they need to go later. Regular, if you don't have any car to go to Kesel on Holomai, the Rambam's under was Zaminik. And that's why the halacha goes till because of the halachay drach. And afkamina is that, you know, I was giving Shem Saint Talmater. I guess like, oh, we didn't start Saint Talmater? I started already. The guy starts before Zayin Cheshvan. Are you going to be Yitzir or not going to be? It's, you know, normally you say Saint Talmater in the summer, it's a simakala. And it's no good, you have to go back and daven. But it's like Kishom Zalman, and the being that it's Betzim Zayin Cheshvan, I'm like, we don't do it because of people get rained out or whatever it is, then that's not going to be the issue with the Avid, and you're going to be Yaitza. And the big shaila is in terms of when do you start? Beretzo starts Zayin Cheshvan, Benchusar starts Shishin Lizzi after the Kufa, December 4th, December 5th. The question is, what makes your Be'er is really what's your American copy this day? Now, when it comes to Yontiv, so the Gadev keeping 1 day, 2 days, how many days do you keep? Two? How many days do you keep?
One.
Okay, the daily Gadev, 1 day, 2 days is. It must be like this. Daite Laksar, you plan on going back. I think you're always planning on going back. You keep 2 days. Ain't Daite Laksar, you plan on staying. You keep 1 day. The place where it's difficult is? Not sure. Is it Iker Daite Laksar? And I'm not Daite Laksar. Can we stay? Or the Iker is Ain't Daite Laksar? That's like the difference amongst the various. I don't know why there's a discrepancy amongst the place. The Garon, that's the Iker thing, what's going on. And there's. If you have to be Vade here or just not Vade here. And as you say, I'm living in Israel, so I'm that's I'm here. I'm from Daite Laksar, I'm not here. If I'm Suffolk, I'm okay. Or the other way around. I'm Becheskas American unless I'm Icarit and I come over here. That's like the Chilak of the Suga, which is the ambiguous part and Lo Mesker and Rishonim B'diyot, it's more in the Gdil Echrainim. And yeah, that's like Dara copy 1 day, 2 days. Personally, I go more with the Pichadash, Mr. Brewer, that if there's a realistic side, the person would stay, a possibility that person would stay, it's a real suffix, then you keep 1 day. If you're not planning to be around, it's 7-8 years. Like you're already 6 years, how long are you for? Six? Mm-hmm. Seven? So you know, so you'd say it's here 7 years, but I think they're always planning on helping out the Galus and Chosarts. And, say what? No, they need people that came out there. So therefore, you always these data last to go, and you'd have to keep 2 days. Now the tricky part nowadays, especially, is like I'm probably a little more hesitant in terms of a 1 day, 2 day psak now, not because of just whatever. Okay, so let's say that's the stay, the real Shakistan, and then as life went on, what do you know, whatever changed. So I guess the two numbers. The good number one is now.
Rebbe Avadia is
again 1 day, 2 days. Now, again, rain is a whole different sugya. Why? Because rain might be different because the Lamaisa, you're here, you need the rain just as much as Israeli needs the rain. In fact, they're going back 4 years from now, or you're here for 7 years, it wouldn't be rain for 7 years. That would have been catastrophic. So therefore, maybe over here is going to be a different sugya. So which brings down a machlokes that. Daite Acha Shana Shogmal Kinshusha, Bishesh Abana Bebase, Pichadish, Peki Yosef, Pramagalim. It brings down the Peki Yosef says, Kalachad, Shabi Shayal, and the Makim Hanimsa Shabal, the Lake Pichad. Machalikis, Kisses Machalikis, do you say where you are, that's where you are, because they need the rain, even though I have Das Laksa, I need the rain, or be totally similar type of Svaras of Daite Laksa or not? So it's gets a little bit of a machleikas, a little bit kuach. So what's the lemaisa? Ramesh and Shuvah does an interesting pshara. At the end of the siman, it discusses about if a city needs rain. So maybe they're allowed to be shoyal in it if they need rain. So Ramesh is like this. If you're an Eretz Yisrael, you come from places that needs rain, so then Avadi should do like an Eretz Yisrael. He's a mitzvah for that year. It's machleikas. Plus, the place is like you're coming from a place that Irachas and needs rain. So even over there, you do it kibishmei tefillah, but over here, you would do it regular. Ramesh wants to be mitzvah for that and part of the cheshbon.
Even in Chutzlaret, wherever he's coming from.
No, in Eretz Yisrael, you're in the Malkim, that's them now. Elamai, you're telling the Machlokes that in that Galaxer, if your place it comes, the place you come from, not in Tennessee, if they need rain, so therefore, then you don't have to know what's going on. You know, do they need rain or don't need rain? New York, don't know how it works. But, you know, that's what he wants to do. Stop. Akapanim, Rav Scheinberg, Kidua, said he's saying Shmakalim, St. Amato, Ben Eretz Yisrael. That's Rav Scheinberg's psak. That's what we did when we were in Brisk. V'achmer, you know, you're covering yourself on all bases. Shem Zalman and Rabbi Asher and Moose, I think the most places, I think nowadays most people do like that. That is, if you have Das to be here for the rainy season, you have Das to be here for the year, then you're a B'nai Eretz. So, if you have Das to be Chuyzer, Toich Shana, then you're a ben chasar. So anybody who's studying for the winter's man, basically, you have a din of a ben etzal, and you do a Saint Almata regular like the b'nei Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, meaning that's what the Mishnah Berurah goes with, no?
No, he doesn't say exactly. Doesn't give a mashadiv hate of him dying. Ain't dike the laksa, but dike the laksa be not. You know, Mishnah Berurah sounds like a little bit nesukta. That's okay, Mishnah Berurah.
And when the Mishnah Berurah says shana, he means about this is the rainy season, not a full year.
Oh no, so that's what Shem Zalman Rabbi Yashiv's thing. About shana doesn't mean, you know, you're here for 12 months. It means it's only the rainy season. Shem Zalman even held 2 months. I think that till you're here till December 4th. Then you have a din of
If you're going back before December 4th,
then already you come here, it's very short. And you just come back before December 4th, then Lav Dafka. Then we'll get that. Then that's Mamash Talmid Machlekes. But if you can be here for the rainy season, then everyone agrees to do it in the same lot. Okay, so this guy's over now. Let's say you're Israeli. The Rav Leib was once in Chesaretz on Zayin Cheshbon. The question is, what does he do? Does he start or not?
He's coming back
for December 4th. Shavuot Leib? Yeah. He's a couple of days. We went to Chizuk. I don't know. Whatever. For a couple of days. Chizuk Leilom. So Shavuot, should he start Zayin Cheshbon or not? It's not the... So there, the Pesach was doing in Shema Kaleinu. I think that's... You're not in a place where they need rain, but you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, so you do it in Shema Kaleinu. Fine. Let's say you want to start Zayin Cheshbon, then you go in for a Chasna to America. So what do you do then? You're in a place which doesn't need the rain. But you already
started saying.
You already started. So over there it says Kim Shisku Leyapsik. It says that the Sharitu means I'm not social but so then Khajman, Shang Yamatim, Shulchaz Khusas, Kim Shamask Leyapsik, Shami Khukotula, and you are Mamshik and you don't go ahead and you continue to do it. Let's say you are the Shats. Your Shats gotta toe the line where you know, you're the Sheikh of the Tzibur. You gotta do whatever the better not to be Sheikh Tzibur in that situation.
One thing, you're
silent when I say... Wait, so it's better not to be Sheikh Tzibur because we have a Korach in Toronto, is I think Moshe always supposed to do like, you can do a buy, whatever. So Betzim, you're like, you know, and I'll just say you do like your minute. Yeah, so Betzim is not a great whatever, but like, you know, guys are Chiyav, so I'm also...
And he's, what's the case of a shot that he's...
You started in Europe and so you go to Chassars. Now you can have to say St. Brach and Chassars, but you're really St. Talmud with the Dikiyat. Then it's a little shy with you in the question, I say, because it's supposed to be pure. You know, better not to be a Shah, so let's get, okay, the guys, Alvo, you know, the Kilim is a. Fine. Then that's whatever. Then we get to, let's say a Ben Chutzars in Eretz Yisrael on Zayin Cheshbon. He's going back here for vacation, going back in a week. So that's, let's tell me the Machlikas. Do you say right now I need rain, or do you say that's to go back? So there he's saying Shmakaleno. He's saying Shmakaleno, and that's what you do in that situation.
Yeah, you said it.
So it depends which case.
In that case where you're.
If you forget it, we're not.
I thought it's here that instead of saying Shmakaleno, you said it in the.
So it's telling the Brick Yosef, whatever, Savrok is going to go back. Because it's telling the Brick Yosef, that's not Machlikas. I mean, that you say that's Machlikas from Shmakaleno. So therefore, but the Avid, some of Savrok is going to be. Mukhiyev to go back. Now, if you forget the Saint Talamater, if you say Mater in Meisachama, if you ask Mater in the summer, you have to go back. If you like a Raglav, you go back to the beginning of davening. If you went like a Raglav, you go back to Birkas Hashanim. Even if you remember before you sang the Bracha, the Meis, you should go back to the Tchilas of Birkas Hashanim. You should go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Bidi Eved, if you didn't go back to reading your bracha, so let me buy even this katech diber. You buy the yitzvah diber, even after the diber, you said the same bracha. You can be yitzvah diber, and this will be example from the odam. If you forgot to sing Saint Talmata and bracha, you know. So the halacha is that if you remember before you start to kav a shayfer, it comes out of Mr. Brewer. It's better to say than shmei tefila. If you remember before you say Rechaz Hashanim, so say wherever you are. If it's after Kshanim HaTovis, you say Rechaz Hashanim. And that's what you do. Now, if you forget it in Baruch Aleinu, so you say in Shemei Tefillah. If you forgot it, then you have to Shemei Tefillah, so you're going to have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Right? That's how we said over last time. The guy forgot in Baruch Aleinu, then he forgot in Shemei Tefillah, and then went back to Baruch Aleinu, and then he's in the middle of, like, what do you do now? That's not a clear shaila in terms of what to do in that situation. One last thing is, if you forget it, on Mincha, on Erev Shabbos, so you have to daven Shemesh again. Now the question is, you're not getting a lot.
You're
not being mavich anything. That's machlekes we've spoken many times. Some say maybe Talmud is worse, right? The things of Chaim is safer, right? Since Talmud is worse, right? But the ma'aseh that's most supposed to not like that. That's totally the machlekes Tosfos over there. And normally you daven a davar, but Shabbos can't daven a davar, so therefore you would not daven over in that situation. Fine. I go stack a few tests. You want to be Moisef Bracha Memsoyas, I mean Bracha, you'll have to be Moisef. And Betzin's brought, that's a good thing to do. You're it's good to be Moisef. And then you Moisef, if I cost you a couple of things. A Dafka if you need now. Mishmur brings down that from people got that you can't ask for the future. If you don't have the issue right now, then he has to be something which you already needed already. Like have a chil in your house, you don't daven that you don't get sick. Or you need pranasa now, you don't daven for pranasa in the future, has to be something already. Number two is you have to start already. You have to start the bracha. Three is we mentioned you shouldn't always do it pekvias because it's like a nearer kamois of a taste of brachas. There was a, I think it was a Pelayuit, which says if you only have kavana but your own personal bakashas, like when you add on, it's like a called kitrik. Of course, you have kavana, unless you say, oh, okay, panasa, or give me whatever, what are you asking for? This is very, it's a great chashivas to those feelers, but mitzarechad, it's a shtickle. You're supposed to start chelik of the bracha, do it in the middle. In terms of the language, it's better if you do it in Hebrew. If you can't do it in Hebrew, you know, make your own. Besides, it's okay.
What, it's better to do it in Hebrew?
I'm not sure.
I mean, the guy's going to be speaking a French Hebrew. He's speaking in Hebrew.
I'm saying. Now, it brings down, if you say, when you might say for the bracha, it shouldn't be married. It's supposed to be more to the point. Mashenkein, lachakot tefillah, but you're right, son, you can marry whatever you want. And if you want to be married, then that's the point to be married.
If a person is noyig to be marbim tachanunim after the second yuleratzin,
right?
It has a din for anything that's negeya there, as siyum shemin esrei or not.
You know what?
Whoever does an afkamina, whether or not he said yuleratzin or not, if a person is noyig to say tachanunim after the second yuleratzin, he's nechshav b'seich shemin esrei or not?
I don't think so. I think that's like a davar nice. I don't think so.
Even if he has the egin tachanunim.
One of the halachas is if you miss one of the brachas, you have to be al seidi, you have to go back to the bracha. So it's a big suffix if somebody is in suffix, he said a bracha. Like I want some dam, he goes, I'm like, gets the end of the guy with one short sure bracha is out. So the question is, what do you do? Do you say that? So the chedim says, asav bracha halachas, so you always go to the bracha which you know Yuvande didn't say, and you mash up over there. Because of the klal of Suffolk brachas, the Hakka of the Stipler and the Chazanish, they have a taina that being that all the brachas are makuzes, so it's makuzes, so mela manasuk, it's not going to be oitzu, and all the brachas are going to be seder bracha vatala.
Well, because it's leila seder.
No, you missed the bracha. I'm not sure it's a refaino, so I skip it. But if I miss refaino, so
the Chayadim says he wants to go back to the last bracha, he knows he said. So he knows he said go.
No, the Chayadim is the bracha, I have a suffix. So whatever Avadi didn't say, I should go back to. The suffix, you go to Kula. Suffix back to Kula, don't say it. I'm not sure it's a bracha, don't skip it. The stipend and the Chazan say that, what do you mean? That on the time that if you skip it, then Makore, Amaisa, you're missing one of the brachas, and it's assuring not going to be Yitzhak. So therefore, they say they go back to Bar Aleinu.